We sound like a choir. It just sounds so nice. You know, you sit up front here and you can just kind of hear that harmony going on. And what a privilege it is. And as we just sung, our heart's desire to follow Christ. And I trust that that truly is our desire, is, yeah, serving the Lord Jesus Christ with all of our hearts, with all of our soul, with all of our minds. Last week we spoke on the Lord being our shepherd and just went a little bit into what is the Lord and what is a shepherd. And I decided to continue on with this theme this morning and for maybe for the few weeks coming up. And it's interesting, the more you dig into scriptures and the more stuff you can just pull out of verses, which is just amazing, out of just something so short, there is just so much there. I'm hearing a ring up here, Russ. Okay, maybe that will be a little bit better. Yeah, seems to. Yeah, and just thinking, wow, our Lord, our shepherd. And so we want to dig into verse number 2 today of Psalm 23. And it's amazing. Psalm 23, verse 2, is not a very long verse. But you know what? We're only going to do half of that verse this morning, believe it or not. And see where we go. It says in Psalm 23, verse 2, part A, He lets me rest in green meadows, or He makes me lie down in green pastures. Depends what version that you have there. We'll tell you something a little bit different. He lets me rest. Wow, there's a lot of information in that particular verse. This week I've been learning a lot about sheep. And not that I necessarily like sheep or anything like that. But I've been learning lots about sheep as I've been reading into this. And they are strange animals, there's no question about that. Did you know that it is almost impossible to make a sheep lie down in green pastures? It is almost impossible to make sheep lie down. Four things have to happen before a sheep lies down, believe it or not. These four things need to take place because sheep have fear in their lives. They have lots of fear. And it was just so interesting to realize the different types of fear that they have. Number one, they have to be free of friction. They have to be free of problems in and amongst the flock. There's all kinds of things that can torment them in the fields. One of them is parasites. Another one is flies and mosquitoes. And so a sheep cannot rest when these things are constantly buzzing around the animal and they're restless and they can't rest whatsoever. They have a fear of food. They're always thinking of food. And they can't rest unless they are totally satisfied with food because they're out and about always looking for the next meal, where it's going to be. And then it's just basic fear in general. They are just afraid animals. And so in order for them to have freedom in their lives, all tensions, aggravations, hunger needs to leave them. And you begin to think of a sheep man, a shepherd, and his responsibility that he has for his flock. He has to make sure that his flock, his sheep, are being met in every need. Because it's his responsibility to see that sheep when it is born for the next 100 days to be able to be fed, that he can gain 100 pounds. I mean, that is the goal of a sheep and the shepherd. That relationship, to see that sheep gain 100 pounds in 100 days. And that takes a lot of work. That takes a lot of time. That takes a lot of money of preparing, buying chemicals and things to have into your fields so that they don't have these parasites and mosquitoes and flies that keep flying around them, so that they don't even have that sense of calmness to be able to eat and to lie down and enjoy green pastures. And it's interesting that when these sheep are being fed like that, when they are having everything that they possibly need, do you know who they adore? They adore the shepherd. They have such a cool relationship that they know the shepherd's voice and they want to obey that voice, and they love to just hang around that shepherd because their needs are being incredibly met in the physical realms. He makes me to lie down. In the Christian life, what does that mean to us? He makes me to lie down. And I'm going to touch on just a few points here this morning. But when one begins to see the uncertainty of life around us, it's kind of scary. This past week in London, there was a British soldier that had his head cut off by two radicals. And here they were promoting their God. You read something like that, you see it right there on this YouTube, this guy decapitated, for all the people to watch and take pictures. Amazing. When I begin to think of the animosity here in this world today, the hatred that there are between Christians and Muslims, it blows me away, the hatred that is there. And I sometimes think, man, how many years is it going to be before war really does break out because of hatred? How long is it going to be? How long do I have on this earth right here before things are just going to go absolutely nuts? You think of disasters that have gone on. I think of things that God has taken each one of us through. I still think of our time in Venezuela when we had those mudslides, and I just remember the roar and the rush of water and rocks, like a 747 just taking off, that noise. And wondering, Lord, perhaps today you're going to take us home, perhaps not. But disasters, conflicts, hard situations that come in to our lives. I remember in Venezuela when we got a phone call and Hannah was in a serious car accident and broke her neck. Disasters, heartaches, problems. What do you do about that? What happens? Yeah. What happens? And how do we handle things? I sometimes think of our health, you know, and wow, we are so fragile. We are so fragile. And we are so dependent on God to keep us healthy and strong. That's something in our prayers so often, isn't it? Lord, pray for health and strength. But these are things that have concern, and they bring all kinds of feelings and whatever into our bodies. And the thing is, God is saying to rest. Come and rest with me. I remember as a kid, a little prayer I used to always say, now I lay me down to sleep. Something about the Lord to keep, you know. And every night I would say that, you know, as I would go to bed, you know. And it's like, you know, that was just a prayer of security, even as a young man, or as a young boy going to sleep, you know. And it's like, yeah, it felt so good, you know. Yeah, the Lord is my shepherd. And I can pray that because he's there listening. But something that it says in 2 Timothy 1, verse 7, it says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind," a disciplined mind. And the idea of a sound mind is a mind that is at ease, that is at peace. And so even though we have all kinds of things that are around us, disasters, uncomfortable things, you hear of wars and rumors of wars, all these different things can so much distract us from what God wants to accomplish in our lives. And so how can we have that genuine peace when there's things that are going on that need to be dealt with? Another thing that sheep cannot deal with is tension and rivalry and cruel competition within the flock itself. And it's amazing that you get an old stubborn ewe, somebody that is established, and she sets up her guard. You know, it's funny that animals have a society of their own order. Chickens have pecking order, cows have horning order, and sheep have butting order. And who knows all these other orders, but there's all kinds of orders out there. And these old sheep like to be territorial, and they like to be a pain. And they will walk into the flock, and they hurt the ones that are weak, the ones that aren't strong. They will butt against them and put pain into them. And if they see a young lamb lying down in the shade, well, no way. She goes and gets that sheep. You're out of here. And she lies down. Or where there's a nice shady spot and some sheep are there, it'll be her goal to get those sheep out of there so that she can lie there. It's interesting just how that works. And it was interesting too where something in Scripture came up that I thought, wow, this is amazing. I never read it before. But I want to read in Ezekiel 34. You don't have to turn there. I'll just read it. Ezekiel 34, and a couple of verses here. "I myself will tend my sheep and give them a place to lie down in peace, says the Sovereign Lord. I will search for my lost ones who strayed away, and I will bring them safely home again. I will bandage their injured and strengthen the weak. But I will destroy those who are fat and powerful. I will feed them, yes, feed them justice. Therefore, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. I will surely judge between the fat sheep and the scrawny sheep. For you fat sheep pushed and butted and crowded my sick and hungry flock until they scattered them to distant lands. So I will rescue my flock, and they will no longer be abused. I will judge between one animal of the flock and another." Wow, that was very interesting to read that, and how the Lord talks about that in Scriptures of budding. And I was just thinking, man, how many people in our lives today that really try to take advantage of other people, trying to hurt them, trying to push them, trying to bully them, trying to make them elevated up here. It's like, wow. And I think, boy, is that the way the church is to function? Is that the way society is supposed to function? When you think of God's creation, you think of how God made each one of us in His own image, and then we have people that are bullying, that want to disrupt the flock and cause tensions and problems. Why? Why are we like that? Tension, rivalry. I sometimes think here, I wonder what kind of rivalries go on with card players here. Well, that card player is better than me. Or with fishermen. Well, that fisherman is a whole lot better than me. He catches a whole lot more than I do. My denomination is better than your denomination. My pastor is better than your pastor. We can come up with all kinds of different things, you know, that cause rivalry. And you know what the sad thing is, too? It even happens in and amongst mission organizations and missionaries, where there's rivalry, there's competition. Our work is doing a better work than your work is. You know, and that kind of stuff actually happens and it goes on. It's like, all in the name of Jesus Christ, people can say that kind of stuff? I mean, what's wrong? What's going on with that? I mean, we should all be together of one accord, doing, fulfilling one particular job, and that's serving with all of ourselves to the Lord Jesus Christ. But no, we get so often caught up in jealousy and things. Petty little peeves. And we all have them. There's all kinds of obstacles in our way that get in our way. And it sows discontentment in our lives. But most of all, it disrupts our relationship with Jesus Christ. And boy, you know, that's not where we need to go. That's not where we want to go. We want our church, we want our lives to be the best that they can be able to walk in harmony and to enjoy each other to the max. Talking about bugs and how sheep are just irritated with all these kinds of bugs in their lives. And they'll stomp around like crazy, just stomping around, and they can't rest because there's all these little things that are just bothering them. Irritations. And we all have them. We all are bugged by something. People driving their vehicles. Oh, look what that lady just did. Cut me off. Boy, that's a bug. Look at that guy. He took up two parking spots in Walmart. I mean, there could be literally hundreds of things that bug us. Standing in lines in the bank, trying to pay a bill. And then it's the wrong bank. Sorry. You know, I mean, it's just so many things that irritate us and get us down and get us distracted from the one thing that God wants us to be living. Yeah. God wants us to turn to Him to receive His exposure. He wants us to have that sweet, sweet fellowship. And only He can give us that peace of mind, that freedom. That freedom that only He can give. When I begin to think of hunger with sheep, they cannot focus on lying down if they're hungry. They absolutely cannot do that. Because they're always out looking for something to eat. And when your stomach is growling, you don't have peace of mind. You hurt. And you're trying to do everything that you can to fill it. And I think of our lives, our spiritual lives. And when we're not thirsting, we're not hungering on the Word of God, When we're not allowing Him to be first and foremost in our lives, we're not allowing the Spirit of God to teach us through the Word of God, we're hungry. We are spiritually hungry. And it affects our way of living. It's going to affect everything that we do. And so, yeah, when those peeves come along and distract us, those little frustrations that are always there, we don't know how to handle those things. And we never get to a point where we can just totally rest in God Himself and say, Lord, here I am. Boy, does it feel good to just relax. Be totally, totally, totally in His presence. That there's no interruptions going on in our minds. There's nothing happening that's getting us down. We're not thinking about our neighbor and something that they just said to me the other day. We're not thinking about somebody that cut you off. We're not thinking about how you got ripped off in the grocery store. We're not thinking about nothing like that, because all of a sudden that doesn't make any difference anymore. It makes no difference. I just want to enjoy You, Lord. In this moment, right now, I want to be able to come and lie down in green pastures and to have that rest that only You can give. Only He can give that. Only He can do that for us. He wants to get into our lives and take that unbelief and stony situations out. He wants to tear up those roots of bitterness that we may have against somebody. He wants to take that proud heart away from us and give us a clean, pure heart. He wants us to enjoy the spiritual blessings that He has given to us in Christ Jesus. He's wanting us to do that. But sometimes we have to clean up a little bit. We have to clean up our act a little bit. We have to clean house and say, Lord, what is it in me that I need to get right with? What is it that I need to clean up? Because in reality, we will never, never, never enjoy that sweet grass that the Lord has for us in those meadows, for us to enjoy every day of our lives, if we don't get things right. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He lets me rest in green meadows. The question we have to ask ourselves, are we laying down in green meadows today, right now? And only you and only I can answer that question. But be honest with yourself, and can you honestly say, Lord, I have 100% peace of mind right now. Thank You, thank You, thank You, Lord, that I can claim Your promises and that I can lie down and just totally, totally enjoy You. Wow, that is sweet. That is sweet. And as we go to the Lord's table this morning, let's enjoy that rest. Let's enjoy the fact that we can celebrate Him with total open hearts, humble hearts, hearts that are just saying, here am I. Here am I. And now I want to enjoy You by just remembering these elements that He did for us. Not that we deserved it in any sort, but no. Because of His incredible love for us, He made it possible for us to enjoy. And I remember going through schooling here with our students, and every Thursday we would have communion. And you know, for them it was kind of mind-boggling at first, because they're not used to doing communion very often. But we would do it every week. Every week we would try to do it in a different spot. Sometimes we'd be in the desert, sometimes we'd be at the beach, sometimes we'd just be in the backyard here with a fire going, sometimes we'd be back behind the school here, sometimes we'd be in the school. No matter where we were, it was always a sweet, sweet time of enjoying what He did for us. It doesn't matter where we do it, how many times we do it, where two or three are gathered together, we can do it in our own homes, we can do it anywhere we want. The thing is, what He wants most is that we remember Him. That we remember Him. Our Savior, our Pastor, our Shepherd, the Good Shepherd. He's made that available for us. And so as we come to the Lord's Supper this morning, let's make this time a time of celebration. A time of rejoicing. A time of thinking of where we are positionally in Christ Jesus because of what He did for us on the cross. What a privilege. What a privilege. The helpers could come, please.